Minnesota Governor and Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz was on the campaign trail Wednesday with a speech to a friendly audience in Boston, the International Association of Firefighters holding its annual convention. Walz, himself a card-carrying member of his state's teachers union, boasted of the Democratic ticket's labor credentials.
Look, this is the time of year that talk is cheap. But that's why Vice President Harris is proudly part of the most pro-labor administration in history, unafraid to walk picket lines with workers demanding better pay and conditions. And that's why she rescued pensions of more than 1 million of our union sisters and brothers, workers and retirees, and insisted that prevailing wage jobs spring from federal investments.
As for the Republican candidates, Walz says presidential candidate Donald Trump and vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance only know how to take advantage of workers, waging war against collective bargaining.
When it comes to so-called right-to-work laws that deprive unions of funds they need, Donald Trump has said he supports right-to-work 100%. Everybody in this room knows right-to-work means right-to-work for less, right-to-work more dangerously, right-to-work for no pensions. It doesn't mean the ability to collectively bargain to fight with the dignity that work brings to each and every one of us.
While Walz was talking to firefighters in Boston, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance was talking to truckers in Erie, Pennsylvania.
And we're here to celebrate American trucking and here to celebrate American industry and remind everybody just how good our truckers could do if we get better leadership in the White House, which is why we're going to send Donald J. Trump back to the Oval Office.
He claimed the Democratic presidential candidate, Vice President Kamala Harris, wants everyone to drive electric cars.
You think groceries are bad? Wait until Kamala Harris makes every American trucker drive an electric truck. You think car prices are bad? Wait until Kamala Harris makes everybody buy a Chinese-made electric vehicle. And you think housing prices are bad? Wait until Kamala Harris makes it impossible for our truckers to get construction materials to the house building site. Kamala Harris's policies are a disaster, ladies and gentlemen, not just for truckers, but for everybody who relies on him, which is everybody.
He also took another shot at Harris, referring to the deaths of 13 U.S. troops during the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, along with criticism of Trump campaign event at Arlington National Cemetery.
Kamala Harris is disgraceful. We're going to talk about a story out of those 13 brave, innocent Americans who lost their lives. It's that Kamala Harris is so asleep at the wheel that she won't even do an investigation into what happened, and she wants to yell at Donald Trump because he showed up. She can go to hell.
The two presidential candidates also made their presence felt Wednesday. Democrat Harris joined Walz for a trip to Georgia, where they'll make a two-day bus tour through the southeastern part of the state. As for Republican Trump, he spent recent days giving interviews with friendly interviewers, like an interview with talk show host Philip Calvin McGraw, known professionally as Dr. Phil. There, Trump talked about winning California, a state that has not voted for a Republican candidate since 1988.
I look at California. I gave a speech. I had a crowd so big, I said, there's no way I could lose California, but automatically they mark it down if you're a Republican as a loss. That you lose by 5 million votes. I said, 5 million votes? I guarantee, if Jesus came down and was the vote counter, I would win California, okay?
Still to come is the presidential debate between Trump and Harris, scheduled for September 10th. Vice presidential candidate Walz urged the firefighters union to watch the debate.
Kamala Harris, she's ready to hold him accountable on the debate stage. Tell me you're not looking forward to that. Look, I know you're busy. You're going to be watching Monday Night Football or something. But it's going to be good.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.